You should come with me, Brand whispered. Colin looked up, hooking him on the lapis blue rings of her eyes. With you, she kindly grinned. When next we go out, he clarified. Brand gulped. His hands were cold and damp. We, she snickered. And when would that be? Her voice lilted with an eagerness that encouraged more from him. Leif has another expedition planned next summer, Brand rambled on, uncertain why he couldn't shut up. He looks to go west. To the islands of Anglia? She asked, pulling herself from Astrid's face. A single ringlet fell to her eyes. Further. He lowered his voice. Aching to pull back the ringlet, he dared a step closer carefully, as if she was a fledgling that would take flight. To Cronland. Colin widened her grin. She was shaking her head before Bran could stop her. False promises of a land rolling with grain, she repeated the stories aloud, and farmland enough to feed an entire country. Hopeful settlers have returned, laden with stories of fields of ice and barren rock. Bran shrugged. How else would Leif and Eric draw settlers if not by calling it Cronland? Colin laughed and his chest tightened. It's an ice block, she managed to say between chuckles. Even the northern passage is warmer. Bran shrugged with a smile. Either way, he shook his head, letting his face fall to severity. No. Colin stopped laughing as the jovialty fell from Bran's face, leaving behind her grin. No, she asked. Bran shook his head. Not Grönland, Bran whispered. Beyond. Beyond. The light of the lantern caught her eye. There is nothing beyond, she whispered, but Ginnungagap and the tips of the ash branches that stretch into the endless sea made black by the sea worms that fill those waters. There is more, Brand insisted. I've been there. Her eyes widened with clear fascination. Now that he held her captivated, he kept her and wouldn't let go. Fields of green pastures, lined with berries in so much abundance that wine flows right out of the ground, he said. Colin shook her head, her grin recovering. More false promises of sheets of ice. No. He lowered his voice, forcing her closer to hear. She smelled of roses and lavender. This is real. Green ice, she whispered. He exploded into a laugh, encouraging her smile that launched him into his travels. The Empire is building a cathedral in Mainz, he said. Books containing the newest innovations are flowing from Rakdat. Books, she said with intrigue. Books bound and made with silks and mesh fibers they call paper. The Arabi have been doing this for 2 centuries. His eyes brightened with excitement. Ideas are written and sold right there in the markets. Innovations and knowledge brimming with possibilities that are moving along the Volga trade roads in exchange for spices. Explorers bring gods from the lands beyond. They say the scholars have found maps in the stars. Maps in the stars, she said. Too easily you could forget home, he said. We can travel farther than anyone before us. There's a world 20 years ago we didn't even know was there, and there's something there beyond that one. And how far will you go? Colin whispered. Until the branches of Yggdrasil reach beyond the stars? Brand paused, coming down from his maps in the stars to meet Colin's mystical eyes, beaming with the worlds he spoke of. Come with me, Brand bade, just above a whisper. To the stars. Her eyes glistened with excitement. His words brushed her lips. Come with me, he whispered. Unfortunately, Rune's voice cut through the stables like an ugly horn sounding from the north. Her Highness has other commitments requiring her immediate attention in Gunir.